turnover among guards at El Dorado is approaching 50% a year. That's forcing remaining officers to work a lot of overtime, including some 16-hour days. And in recent months, they've also had to quell several inmate disturbances. To improve retention, Brownback ordered a 10% raise at El Dorado, but only 5% for officers at the state's other prisons. That troubles some lawmakers, including Representative J.R. Clays, a Salina Republican.
It's absolutely not ideal. And when we go back in January, the task will be to get everyone to the baseline of 10% and then increase from there.
But simply maintaining the pay increases next year will require lawmakers to come up with millions of additional dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.